Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Let's start off with this here. So we're getting warnings again as to the issues regarding regional banks. There's something that is grossly misleading here. This is a headline I want to read to you from MarketWatch. So just pay attention to this for a second. Regional bank stocks look very risky. Okay, how about this is not news in any way, shape, or form? You and I have outlined this since, well, before anybody else. That's a fact. No deposits, no loans, no deals. What's missing here is the fact that the major banks are in the same boat. All right, let's put this into a little perspective so you can better yet understand what's happening here. When you have a situation, I want you to pay attention to this. When you have a situation where, in this case, the Federal Reserve, but this has been a phenomenon for central banks around the world since the stock market crash, which was really a credit issue of 2008, which we're going to face another one, and it's going to be way, way worse. We'll talk about that in a second here. But what central banks have done by providing easy money, not just to the market, inflating a massive, epic stock market bubble beyond anyone's wildest dreams, causing distortions across the spectrum of asset classes. You know this. There's no price discovery mechanism here anymore. It's all about easy money. All right, but when you have this kind of a phenomenon and central banks are in here, you know, here's easy money for you, what happens is banks take on unnecessary risk. And that's exactly what is happening. And not only are not just regional banks, but the major institutions seeing massive outflows of cash. People are pulling their cash out. But again, they've hyper-leveraged themselves because of this easy money situation here, taking risks that they would not normally take. This is all by design too. Again, are you trying to tell me, someone here convinced me that if you and I understand this, the Federal Reserve doesn't get it? They don't understand that there is a massive ripple effect with regard to easy money policies going on since the last meltdown here? It's insane. It hasn't stopped ever. How do central banks keep rates low? Because they got to get into the market and buy it all. And they're going to be cutting rates moving forward. So just, that's a whole other thing we're going to be dealing with as well. But anyway, so look, nobody, again, I don't think out here on YouTube or anywhere else has been telling people to, you got to get your cash out of these institutions, especially the regional banks, the smaller institutions here. They're going down. A lot of them are going down. And again, we are not privy to that information. It's insane and it makes me want to puke to know. I mean, contact the FDIC if you don't believe Greg Mannarino. They will not tell you which banks are on their list for failure, which banks are going to fail. It's privileged information, meaning some can know, but you can't know. So if you have your cash in a regional bank, get it out. Get it out now. Again, I have suggested looking into a credit union. They don't take the risks that the commercial banks do, or even these regional banks. Commercial banks, they're an entity among themselves. And again, they're not the ones that we really need to worry about, because they're going to get bailed in or bailed out one way or the other. I can promise you that. But these smaller institutions are going to be allowed to fail, the regional banks. They're going to be allowed to fail as they consolidate power. Consolidate power. Consolidate power. I have no doubt that, again, understanding how twisted the financial system is right now, that it operates in a perpetual vacuum. It's a black hole. Exposure to commercial real estate, which we haven't even seen the ramifications of yet. And we're not going to. Not until 2025, I told you. This is a presidential selection cycle. They will do what they need to do to prop up the market, to keep that off of the radar, use deceptions, distractions, fake news, get people to focus on things that are not even true. That's a fact. Now, going back to credit unions real quick, they don't take on the risk that these other institutions do. They're not safe. No, nothing is safe. You have to understand. When an asset leaves your hand, and is cash actually an asset? You don't even own it, okay? These notes here, central bank notes, are you borrow them from the central bank. You owe them back to the central bank, plus the interest that they create out of nothing. In my view, credit unions are safer. But again, look, I don't understand people. I really don't. If we understand, and you should, at least at this point, and that these regional banks are in trouble, again, you and I called this out before anybody else. Before anybody else, we said, hey, you know what? There's a problem. There's a problem here. No deposits, no loans, no deals. We're going to see something occur. What happened? We watched some failure of some regional banks, and it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. They're laying out the groundwork, and this is going to get a lot worse moving forward. Many of these institutions are going to be absorbed. They're going to disappear. They're going to be absorbed. Their assets are going to be bought for pennies on the dollar by the larger institutions who are now the consolidating power. All right, so I don't know another way to say this. If you have your cash in a regional bank, you're in trouble unless you take action, and you take action now. You understand? I hope you get it. Do what you want with this kind of information. If you feel just like la-di-da, you just want to, you know, let fate take its course, well, I wish you luck here. But we're definitely going to see multiple failures with regards to regional banks moving forward. And again, they're going to get consolidated into the larger institutions. There's just no doubt in my mind. The financial system today is so toxic. It's so full of corruption, so full of rigging. Again, it's just incredible to see. I mean, wait till you see how this is going to unfold. This is going to be a blame game. Now, with regard to the regional banks failing, the Federal Reserve and the regulators are going to do everything in their power to convince you that this is at the local level. It got missed by the regulators. It got missed by the Federal Reserve. So it's got to be some poor flunky's fault. You understand? That's what they're going to do. It's what they always do. It's their playbook. And nobody knows their playbook better than you and me. That is a fact. Now, let's just talk about the market this morning. You got stock futures slightly higher with regard to the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Dow futures were slightly red last time I looked at them. Trading doesn't start for about an hour and 23 minutes from the time I am doing this lovely video blog. 10-year yield, it's 4.13, but then what do you do? When you look at that, then your next move should be look at what the Dixie is doing or the dollar index, and it's lower. There's no fear trade, at least right now. The market's trying to digest what's going on. It's what it always does, and of course, the market overreacts one way or the other, and we take advantage of that. Understand? You got cryptocurrencies this morning, flat. You got gold and silver, flat. You got crude oil catching a bid this morning, and that's where we stand. What does it mean for you and me? Are we going to change anything here? Other than, again, taking action for yourself if you have cash in a regional institution and they're in trouble, no doubt about it. Look, you're not being told what's going on, people. You're not being told that people today who have cash, they're taking it out. They're pulling their cash out of the banks. Where they're putting it, I don't know. Probably under their mattress or something along those lines, like our grandparents did. We can learn something from these people. You understand? They realized how bad things were back then. It was nothing like it is now. The system is going down. The entire financial system of the world is going down by design here. Again, there is a new system that is going to be rolled out. You know this. We've talked about this for over 10 freaking years. A new set of rules, a new paradigm. It's coming. They got to take down the current system first. And this is part of it, people. Wake up. If you're new here and you have no idea what's going on, you better get up to speed. Seriously, and you better do it fast. That's my take on this, people. So look, like I said, like I always tell you, do your own research into this. Put these things together in your own head, all right? Don't take my word for anything. Think about it. Does Greg make sense what he's saying? Do I need to take action or should I sit sit back and do nothing? You understand? I think we're on the same page with this. All right, people, so what else can I tell you? That's pretty much it. We got this down. I don't think we can be beat because we're super far ahead of the curve, and I love that, and I promise to keep you there. With that said, please do comment here. Let me know what you think. Share the video. Get it out there, and I'll see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. I'm looking forward to that, and it's going to be just lovely as always, all right? I'll see you later.